This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first batter has stepped up to the plate, and that is one Landon Engelman, right-handed batter. And not shy of getting close to the dish. Here's the first delivery, and a swing and a ball fouled out of play. So quickly 0-1.
And we love the scoreboard here, don't we?
Oh,
very easy to see.
Nice and bright eye. Their pitch inside. I work under the assumption most of the time that it's a Nevco, just because of where we're planted. But just neat having those folks in the neighborhood, 1-1. The count on this offering, a pitch upstairs, and hits it sharply to the second baseman. Nice piece of hitting, but right at the second baseman, Klein, and one down. So, yeah, you have Nevco. They were in the Illinois Manufacturers Association top cool stuff competition, stuff made in Illinois. And for my money, they should have been in the top 16. But Austin Thornton goes up there and swings away as he stands in, the number two hitter, gets a piece of it, and it trickles back to the Lincolnwood dugout, 0-1. So Wolf, as he tends to do, gets ahead of the hitters early. Full wind. Here we go, 0-1. Here's a pitch. And that will meet a similar fate this time. Fouled over the screen, 0-2. So Wolf goes right after folks. 0-2 delivery. Looking to get two quick outs. And catcher drops strike number three. And he's on the run. And the throw goes high. And Thornton didn't lick his wounds. He went right to work and strikes out, but winds up on the base paths.
Our first base runner is a strikeout victim.
And on that throw, Tishkow wasn't a mile high, but it was just high enough to just be out of the reach.
Sure. Yeah, off the glove.
Of Brockmeyer, yeah.
He got a piece of it, but snow-coned it too much that he couldn't haul it in.
Brent Lyons stands in. We'll try to make them pay for the error. Pitch inside low, 1-0. As Thornton gets a lead. He is not looking at the gift horse's mouth. He's embracing him. So 1-0 as Lyons tries to break the trend. The Redskins with their white pants, red jerseys, white trim, black numerals, and red helmets. Throw to first, keeps them honest. One-o offering on the way, wave and a miss. Boy, that was the wicked stuff, the high, hard one. And it goes to 1-1.
And John Wolf looks like he's already got his breaking ball where he's getting over for strikes. That's a good indication in the first inning.
Hint of cool, but the stadium blankets, that earned reserve for the moment with the crowd here right now.
There it is.
Sun's out. It's pretty nice. There was a pitch. It was like the high-speed elevator. It dropped from floor 11 to floor 2. Goodbye in there for a called strike, 1-2. Lyons now may have to go defensive with that swing. He's pretty close to the dish as well. And at the very inner edge of the batter's box. Closed stance, asks for time, steps out. One on, one out here, top of the first. Nokomis up first on the road here against the Lancers of Lincolnwood. Here's a pitch inner portion. Swing and a miss, runner on the move.
Didn't get him.
Close, but no cigar.
Throw looked like it beat him.
Yeah, good throw there from Tishkow. It'd be no Lyons. That was a tough pitch, another tough one. And, you know, hats off again to Wolf, who did enough to keep the runner honest, but concentrated on the batter. Now the left-handed batter, and he can mash at Eisenbarth. Holds that stick up there, elbow high, ready to attack. But the pitch nibbles on the outside corner in there at the knees for a called strike. So the 0-1 lead for Thornton. Eisenbarth goes the other way with this, hits it to short. Shortstop can't get the handle. And Eisenbarth will reach Jonah Elvidge. Kind of dug in the dirt, and that didn't quite get what he was looking for. Now you have runners at the corners. And I guess you'd call that an error in your department.
Yeah, I would put that in the error comment. And
we tried, boy, we tried to be
got
nice.
Two. Yeah. I mean, this is, he's already got out. Well, he's strikeout. The strikeout building is an error. And, of course, this play here is an error. So, he, Johnson, trying to get a, what, six out first inning.
So, Cooper Bertolino stands in there now. Wearing that number six of Stan the Man. Unlike Stan, a left-handed batter. Wolf a glance to third and a glance to first. Now, that's what would unnerve me as a pitcher, when I have to look at two runners on. From the stretch, looks third, goes for the pickoff at first, runner back. So a lot of action here before Bertolino faces a pitch. Pitch upstairs. Fouled out of play. Lincolnwood, by the way, in their black jerseys, orange trim on the sleeves, white numerals with orange trim. So here comes the 0-1. Runners make their move. Moderate leads. Yeah, Wolf comes off the mound. The runner takes off. And the throw to second. He'll beat it. They do enough to keep the runner held at third. But nice piece of running from Eisenbarth is now we have runners at second and third. Bertolino's only faced one pitch. He's been up there for a little bit. Here's a pitch outside, a touch low. One and one. Now it's a little easier for Wolf to look over his shoulder. Rocks fires a 1-1. Wow.
Beautiful pitch.
That one was in another zip code, and then just, you know, like a guided missile, like there was a little GPS in the mitt. 1-2. That's some movement, my friends. That's some movement. Here's the high, hard one on the 1-2. And, oh, Bernalino is not happy with himself on that one. That was, hey, give the one to the pitcher, Cooper. That was one sharp pitch. I mean, again, we not only have saluted Wolf on just being strong from the get-go, but let's talk about clutch pitching.
That was the definition of clutch pitching.
And again, picking up your guys after a couple of errors.
Two errors in that inning, and he still gets out. He strikes out three officially, even though that wasn't all the outs. There was a line drive to the second baseman and also an line drive second baseman was yeller out.
They keep the Redskins off the board. No score. Bottom of the first coming up next. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right. Well, we are back here in Raymond. And the 1-2-3 hitters, of course, here in this bottom of the first, Braden Whalen, Jonah Elvidge, and Will Jenkins will start things off here for the Lancers. As once again, Wolf just continues to impress. So let's see. Speaking of impressing, let's see what Austin Thornton has here today. Facing Whalen. Right-handed batter again, not shy. These guys are not shy of the dish up close. Waving a miss at a pitch. A good spot on the first pitch of the afternoon. Outside corner, down there in knee territory, 0-1. Close stance, pitch upstairs, and it will even up at 1-1. Oh, Wind pushing out the left field. Here's a swing and a miss as a few miles an hour came off of that one. 1-2. And Thornton hopes this is a pattern. Thornton looking to open up here with a K. Whalen hopes for a different script, and he'll foul this one, likely out of play, sure enough. Over the shed, on the first base side. And 1-2, it will remain. You know, it's funny. One player with cleats sounds like an invading army. Here's a grounder. Shortstop ranges to his right to come up with it. Boy, great play to come up with it, but the throw a little tougher to pull off. Gets in the dirt, gets away from the first baseman, Bertolino, but hey, hats off to Eisenbarth. Catcher there to back it up.
Does a good job, and I don't know, you got to rule that one a hit. It's kind of what do you got him anyway?
Yeah,
it's one of those questions.
I'm with you. I'll go with a single on that one.
Call an infield hit, and since the runner didn't get to advance to second in the first place.
Yeah, Eisenbarth, some great hustle there. Elvidge standing in now. He drops a bunt, not showing ahead of it. He'll make the run to first. He's out there, but boy, great base running by Whalen, who was going all the way. He gets to second. He was just finding his stride. He took off at third, no hesitation. And, boy, that's what you call a bunt working perfectly. And, again, he didn't show his cards until the 11th hour. So the defense doesn't make a move, and you kind of catch them on their heels a little bit. Great base running and a great way. That's what you call manufacturing runs, my friend. Not that he's crossed the plate yet.
But they got him in better scoring position.
So now Will Jenkins stands in their first pitch, low and outside.
If the throw wasn't backed up, he would have been home.
Yeah, boy, that is something. Jenkins, right-handed batter, and both feet right on the inside edge of the batter's box. 1-0, one out. Chance to get a RBI and go on the board first. He jumps on the pitch. This one a mile high to the second baseman. And, boy, you can watch, you know, I mentioned body language. You can kind of tell how tough that wind is because he did a little stutter step and did a little jig, a little whatever other dance numbers you have to do to get to that one. But it's an out, and the runner has to stay put. So now Tishkow will have to come up with a run driving hit. RBI hit here to make it happen with two down. He jumps on the first pitch. And this one is a handful for the second baseman. And a close play, it appeared, but looked like the first baseman was pulled off the bag anyway, Bertolino. And he'll make it to first base.
Now no one covering second. He's going to go ahead and take it. The shortstop was over. Second baseman just went back to his position and left no one at the bag. And yeah. Smart base running there, and now he'll have a pitch runner, or courtesy runner, I guess we should say.
So Nate Brockmeyer will stand in.
Connor Siddleback.
Connor gets to stretch the legs out a little bit, takes a nice lead. Pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike to Brockmeyer, 0-1. Two out. I guess you'd have to call in there, I believe. So, doesn't get the RBI, but does move the run across outside. It's all the same to his teammates. Count evens up at 1-1. They're not going to be in there like sticklers. Well, that wasn't officially an RBI. We're not going to give you a high five. They're a little nicer than that.
Well, you got to hustle. You hit the ball. That's the key.
Yep. That's.
If you don't make contact, just strike out. Yeah, that runner wouldn't have scored.
If you hustle, good things will happen, even the unexpected. 1-1. The count, here's the offering. As count, the pitch gets into the dirt a little bit. Wouldn't call it a pitch in the dirt, but 2-1. And especially, well, Wolf works quickly, but certainly we saw the one at bat with runners at the corners, you know, only two pitches over an extended period. Looks like Thornton works at a different pace. Pitch outside and upstairs, 3-1.
Yeah, those runners in scoring position seem to slow the pace down, don't they? No, for most pitchers.
No doubt about it, unless if you just got electric knockout stuff. Kind of stuff that 3-1 gets downstairs and outside, and Brockmeyer will take a base. So the Lancers making some noise here with two down. And Armantrout will step in there. Gabe Armantrout, number 9. Boy, he got the toe on the very inside edge there of the batter's box. Again, these guys don't play with fear. Pitch on the outside corner in there for a called strike. Armantrout 0-1, runners take their leads, conservative leads for the moment. Now, hop on a little more, and that pitch outside and low is Thornton trying to find his location again. He'll have a chat with Eisenbarth. Now, we can't confirm if it's all about baseball or if they just kind of break the moment. Did you see this thing on TikTok today? I'm going to guess it's all about baseball.
Try to get him in a rhythm. Trying to settle him down a little.
So we'll see what the reset does. 1-1 pitch on the way to Armantrout. Has that elbow up high, ready to go. And pitch, that's the kind of pitch you want to have coming out of a conference. Right there at the kneecaps over the central portion of the dish, and it's 1-2. And a chance to get out of this inning with only one run. The damage. 1-2 on the way, wave and a miss. Boy, that was a nifty one. Upstairs, and put some heat on it, and that one takes Armantrout off the dish, and the Lancers out of the inning, but 1-0 your score after one complete. You are listening to High School Baseball. The Lancers on top over Nokomis on WSMI. And now we have the 6, 7, and 8 hitters stepping up this time around for Nokomis. Elijah Allman and Hunter Browers on deck and in the hole. But starting things off, Matthew Olrisi. Right-handed batter and looks at the pitch. That was a generous outside corner, I'll have to say. 0-1. But the ump got a much better look than myself. This one, classic outside corner, 0-2. No dispute there. So Matthew is going to have to take the bat off the shoulders and go to work a little bit here. 0-2 on the way. And, boy, he offered at that one. But, again, I didn't get the best view, but it didn't look like a full go-around to me. And it doesn't matter. It's It is a K.
Strikeout, believe it or not, number 4.
So now here's Elijah Allman. Wide open stance and jumps on that pitch. Hits it strong to left field, but right at the left fielder, Jenkins. Boy, a good stroke, but you know Jenkins read it right off the bat. And I thought there was gapper potential, but instead it's just a nice fly ball, which doesn't look all that different than a sky-high fly ball in the scorebook.
So John Wolf, he had to throw 16 pitches in his first inning, looking much more efficient this inning.
Hunter Brewers fouls it to the right side of the screen. Patrolling right field today. 0-1 as Wolf just continues to get ahead of hitters. This one gets away from a little bit high and gets a good calf stretch going there for Colton Tishkow as he has to rise to the occasion literally. Here's a sharp grounder wide of the third baseline. Coach will go retrieve it. 1-2, and Wolf could make a lot shorter work of this inning. Here's the pitch. It dives, but dives out of the strike zone. Again, perfect 1-2 pitch. And that tells you a lot about this pitcher here. Now here's a shot to right field. And, again, Nokomis, they've hit some balls, but right at people. And Carson Beathard able to haul that one in. So some quick work there, but strikeout, F7 and an F9. And Nokomis out of the inning, and they'll head out on defense now. Your score after 1.5, 1-0 Lancers. You're tuned to High School Baseball on WSMI. And indeed, we're in Terry Tote Park here on this Tuesday. Sean Belent, Carl DeBar, and John Wolf will head up to the dish. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Lancers of Lincolnwood pitch upstairs and inside. And wave and a miss there, 0-1. I think, especially at this level, pitchers usually one of the best players on the offense and the defensive end of the game. I think pitchers bring a little extra as opposed to the majors or the pitch upstairs out of the zone 1-1. So I think there's kind of that dual aspect that maybe you don't get at the different levels that I really enjoy. 1-1 on the way. S pitch for Wolf upstairs, and that one showing the reasons why helmets are such a beautiful thing.
Great invention.
A little on the inside, no doubt about it. I don't know how the guys did it. Like you had Ray Chapman, I believe, of the Cleveland Indians, who got beamed and died way back in 1920, and eventually they thought, you know, this plastic thing, there might be some merit to it. We're not ready yet. 3-1, the count, as pitch goes well outside. Right now working upstairs for the most part to Wolf. 3-1 offering, and that one just off the outside corner. And a free pass issued to John Wolf in his plate appearance, first plate appearance. Carson Beathard now.
Yeah, both pitchers, Sean had to throw more pitches because of the errors in the game, and Austin had to throw 17 in that first inning, so you definitely want to get that pace down a little lower. Hey, they're playing a doubleheader today. You want your starters to go as long as they can.
Sunrunner takes his lead at first. Beathard right-handed batter, and runner gets a big lead and has to retreat. Boy, good throw there by Eisenbarth, and it fits his personality that he has a gun like that. I mean, he gets that ball over there in no time. 1-0. Pitch upstairs, just a tad above letter high, and it's 2-0. And right now Thornton working to the outside of Beathard. From the stretch, a glance to first. 2-0 on the way. This one over the heart of the plate for strike number one. 2-1. People starting to bundle up just a little more. Sun starting to fade frame by frame. 2-1, boy. You know, he's just there, right right on the edge, but not quite finding the zone. That one low and away, just by little in both regards. 3-1. Beathard stands in, slightly closed stance. Looks at the pitch downstairs for ball four.
Getting in trouble quick here. Two walks.
So back-to-back free passes. Free passes, no Ticketmaster fees, no taxes, no handling, no shipping. And you don't even have to claim it on your taxes. It's a beautiful thing if you're not a Nokomis Redskin right now. Jared Klein, the number nine hitter, is, barring the legendary triple play, the top of the order will factor in to this second inning. Klein shows bunt, pulls back, pitch low and away, gets the bat back in time. Nobody out here. Bottom of the second, Lincolnwood up 1-0, and the Lancers threatening here. Showing bunt again, pulls back, upstairs in there, letter high for a called strike. On deck, Braden Whalen, who scored the game's lone run after singling and scoring in the first. 1-1 delivery. And once again, showing bunt doesn't really pull back in there for a strike. I'm going to say that was based on the bat.
Bat staying out there, yep. Yes. They pitch might on take it off.
Might have been a strike on its own accord. Well, 1-2. Solid leads by the runners there upstairs. Just a tad, just off the corner. 2-2. Austin Thornton hoping for the pitcher's best friend here with runners at first and second. Fires the 2-2 plate word. Wave and a miss. Catcher drops it, but Eisenbarth, nice reaction, though, as he picks it up and gets a tag before he can go anywhere. And thanks to that tag, keeps the runners put. Is that good grammar? I'm not. Because of that, the runners had to stay put. You know, my English teacher is rolling over in her grave. One down now. Big play there by Eisenbarth to recover from the drop. Here's a floater that lands on the inside corner. First delivery to Whalen, 0-1. It almost sounds like a Churchill thing where he kind of said sentences backwards, like this is something with which we will not put up.
Ooh. He can't get that corner, can he?
Boy, no. That pitch on
he's
the 0-1. Looking
so close.
Trying to get that batter in the big hole and really get some tempo going, get some momentum. But it's 1-1 to the right-handed hitting Whalen.
There's a breaking ball.
Boy, that ball dropped that pitch beautifully. 1-2. And I'll have to look again, but I don't think we have any. I don't remember any left-handed hitters out there for the Lancers. One, two, as he will likely shorten the swing here with one down and two on. A wave and a miss as a great pitch from Thornton upstairs. Back-to-back strikeouts.
So, yeah, Austin picks up his third strikeout of the game. Started off rough. It was two leadoff walks, but he's kept him at bay at first and second yet.
Yeah, Elvidge with a sacrifice bunt last time, which was especially effective because Whalen basically turned the bunt into a hit and run at its best. And he took two bases on that sacrifice bunt, set himself up for the score. Elvidge looks at ball one. Runner takes a big lead at first. Smaller at second. Pitch on the inner portion. 2-0. Yeah, I just can't say enough about that scoreboard. Bright lights. You know, helpful for us old people.
Definitely.
Speaking for myself. Here's a pitch, gets in the dirt. Eisenbarth again. Great job to keep it in front of him. And again, he just sends that message, I'm on the attack. You really don't want to run to third. It's really not in your best interest. Gets that message across, and they stay put. 3-0. Trying to avoid those runners advancing by the walk. Pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. Will Jenkins on deck. Runner gets about a three-step lead on each side. And this pitch just off the corner and low. And free pass issued. So, spread the wings. The Ducks are on the pond. The sacks are jammed. Every little cliche is in play here as Jenkins stands in and Pavlov's dog drooling for an RBI opportunity here. Jumps on that first pitch, and it goes out to right field. Should play for the right fielder there, hauled in by Brewers. And they had to sweat it out a little bit.
No doubt.
But Thornton really finding his stride, even with those back-to-back free passes, I think he found his way a little bit there in that inning. So we have played two complete. The Lancers of Lincolnwood on top, 1-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. We're back to action here. Sean Belen, Carl DeBar. And standing in for Nokomis. Here's a wave and a miss. Quickly 0-2 for Cade Johnson, the number 9 hitter standing in there to open things up. Left-handed batter looks at the pitch inside. It will go to 1-2. The top of the order waiting in the wings. Here's Wolf. Here's a drive foul. 1-2, the count remains. Wolf delivers, and he offers to a pitch on the outside portion of the plate. In fact, I'd say out of the strike zone, just a check swing, and it goes right to the third baseman, Gabe Arbentrout, and it's been that kind of day so far for Nokomis on offense.
Yeah, John Wolf looks to have settled in. After that first inning of having to throw around a couple errors, he has struck out 4, walked nobody. Only thrown now 29 pitches going here in the third inning.
Boy, he just has a killer instinct, doesn't he?
And he throws strikes, don't he?
Yeah.
That's a given.
Pitch on the outside corner there for a called strike. And the thing is, he adjusts, too. Here's a pitch just low. You know, if the strike zone isn't what he's looking for, he adapts. He's just an adaptable guy out there. 1-1 offering on the way. Here's a mean chopper, and the shortstop can't handle it. Looked like he had it down to a science, and I don't know if it took a wicked hop or not, but I should say not really a wicked hop, but an underperforming hop in the other direction. Maybe didn't quite get the bounce that he expected. It's an error nonetheless. As Landon Engelman will reach on that error. Now standing in, Thornton struck out but reached his last time up. Threatened to get on the board, reached third base and was stranded there. Working mano-a-mano, pitcher-to-pitcher here. Upstairs, and runner had a good lead, and Tishkow was ready for a throw there. But keeps the ball in hand and brings it back to the pitcher, Wolf. 1-0 on the way. Runner on the move. Here is a shot. This one will go to left center, and a center fielder will haul it in. And again, Whalen, Brandon Whalen, dragging it down nicely out there in center field, drifting into left center.
Didn't hurt the wind was down a little bit, at least at this particular time.
So out number two, and Engelman doesn't get to advance.
In fact, he had a long run back as he was past second.
Brent Lyons stands in, struck out his first time, looks at ball one. Eisenbarth on deck. Here's a stroke to left field, and this one will be out of the reach of the left fielder. He'll have to retreat to the fence. Looks like one run will come home, and we have a tie ball game. Boy, hit that ball a ton. Pretty much down the left field line. Got all of it. And a big double there, a stand-up double for Brenton Lyons. Gets the RBI. So that's what they needed, a two-out RBI. And we have a tie ball game. And Wolf will make earn it.
Clutch hitting, though.
So now Eisenbarth, left-handed batter. He's just, you know, his stance and everything is just built to turn on a pitch. And as I say that, he hits it the other way.
But a little late on that swing.
Yeah, a little over the fence. That one went a distance, and now the wind's playing games with it and giving one of the Lancer players a workout. 0-1. Runner gets the lead. Eisenbarth. Actually, not Eisenbarth. The catcher asked for time. As Wolf and Tishkow will talk it over.
You wonder if Wolf doesn't like to throw his slow breaking ball to a lefty batter.
0-1. Eisenbarth reaches out for a pitch in the outer portion. This one also goes the other way, out into the street. The Chevy passing through escapes unscathed. Close, but not quite. 0-2. That wind blowing out to the left just a little stronger right now. And when I say left, I don't mean straight out left field.
Somewhat crossing, yeah.
But left, yeah.
Toward left.
Crosswind, there you go. That's the beautiful word. 0-2, big lead at second. Wolf stares him down there and delivers. And a familiar result. And, boy, Drew Gilpin is really getting his good cardiovascular workout. Chasing these foul balls here. Eisenbarth being choosy here, 0-2. Fouling off what he didn't like. Wolf from the belt. Pitches outside. 1-2. You can hear it howling.
Good battle here. This plate appearance.
The 1-2 offering. This one smashed. Will it stay in fair territory?
Oh, yeah.
It will. It will go to the fence. And back-to-back stand-up doubles. Strong down the left field. And Will Jenkins found himself retreating once again. Something tells me, after the big mouth announcer talked about having a stance built around pulling the ball, that left field was the place to be.
That's where he was trying to shoot it. There is no doubt about it. Fouled off several that way. And of course, trying to let the wind help him out a little.
So Nokomis takes a 2-1 lead, and here's Bertolino. Bertolino on a pitch that moves from left coast, moves from west coast to east coast, wave and a miss. To say that pitch was tricky is an understatement. Wolf looks to second, and this one gets away. The runner will move up 90 feet. I wouldn't say Wolf has lost his composure per se, but definitely thrown off his balance a little bit here.
Yeah, he had to throw a lot of pitches, didn't he? That's a key, yeah. Too, and kind of frustrating when the guy keeps just fouling them off on you.
So a two-out rally by the Skins. With the runner at third, Wolf will move back to the full wind. Here's the delivery. This one shot out. This will drop for an RBI single. Just out of the reach of the shortstop. Hit that one on the nose, Bertolino, with an RBI single.
And both left-handed batters there. Sean went with the ball and went to the opposite field and both get hits that way.
So three runs here in this top of the inning. Here, jumping on the first pitch, Elrisi. And this one is hauled in, as they'll take care of business on that one. Being aggressive on the first pitch has paid off a time or two along the way, but in this case, the Lancers get out of the inning. So we have played 2.5, and Nokomis jumps on top 3-1. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Welcome back to Terry Tote Park. Sean Bellette, Carl DeBar with you, and Hillsborough Mayor Don Downs out there, a spine doing espionage on behalf of the Hillsborough Hilltoppers next to his trusty radio. That's a neat thing, too. You know, you get people who aren't Lincolnwood people, aren't Nokomis people, just enjoy kind of, you know, you wonder if they pull for somebody or just kind of wonder what the quote-unquote Joneses are up to baseball-wise. As Tishkow stands in there and looks at ball number, or strike number one. They'll call it on the corner, outside corner. Tishkow stranded at second his last time up. Jumps on the next pitch, hits it to a shallow center. And a nice job there by Cade Johnson coming in on his horse to haul that one in. Had to log some miles to get to that one.
Did indeed. Austin Thornton had a pretty rough inning last inning pitching-wise. He had 26 pitches with all those walks. But 43 total going into this inning.
Brockmeyer stands in, stranded at first his last time up. Takes a look at ball one outside, 1-0. Armand Trout on deck. Pitch just outside. Letter high for ball two. Thornton now playing with the lead. Two-run edge right now. Pitch downstairs, 3-0.
Yeah, remember, he walks three batters and actually lead a first two. Usually that sends a message there's going to be a big inning, and he pitched around it very well.
Catches the kneecaps this go around, 3-1, called strike. As Brockmeyer returns right in, a batter stands closed just a tick. And this pitch downstairs for ball number four.
And number five in the game for Austin.
And Nate says, I don't need a ticket. I don't need a, not that we even use tickets anymore. It's just like, here's the thing on my phone, which still seems un-American to me. But, you know, times change. Gabe Arbentrout struck out last time with a couple of runners on. We'll try to change that script here. Pitch outside and in the lower portion. 1-0. And strokes it to short. Double play potential. It goes 6-4, but not 3 as the throw goes wild. The lead runner off the board. And Arbentrout's on. Boy, that had a great start.
Had the shot for it, but didn't quite get the relay there in time.
And again, they do a great job backing up. That northwest wind, by the way, howling at 11 miles per hour. I think it got, what, closer to 15 last go-around, last time
indeed.
We were here.
And it was 10 degrees colder in the early game.
But yeah. There were some layers. There were some multiple stadium blankets. Here we go. First pitch on the way to Wolf. Swing and a miss on the inner portion. Throw to first. Runner back in time. Wolf stranded at third his last time up after being one of the back-to-back walk recipients. Wolf looking to help his own cause. Open stance from the stretch. Austin brings it. That one in there. Perfect pitch moves in over the plate. And it's 0-2. Wolf trying to move the runner here as the Lancers now have found themselves in rally mode. Pitch outside, and Eisenbarth has to regain his balance and throw. You know, he's got a great whip back there, but that pitch just outside enough, and he had enough invested in his recovery that by the time the throw got to second, the runner was in there cleanly.
And the pitch, what, 2 to 3 foot outside, so he really had to make an adjustment just to catch it. And he made a pretty strong throw to second.
Here's Wolf jumping on the next pitch. Mile high to the first baseman and foul ground. And hauling it in, Bertolino. And that's the end of the Lancer threat. So, one runner stranded in that half inning. And we have played three complete. We're headed to the top of the fourth. Nokomis on top, 3-1. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, we once again have John Wolf on the hill. For the Lancers, who were touched for three runs last time up, now we'll have the 7, 8, 9 hitters, Almond Brewers and Johnson. For the Redskins, a couple of strong flyouts the last time up for Almond and Browers. And going after the first pitch, Almond, I think if we tried that, we might tear a hip lining or something. He went after that in a big way, 0-1. Pitch on the outside corner. That's where Wolf can make your aggressiveness work against you. Almond will get a piece of this one, and it will go down the right field line and find its way. It drops for a single. Now that's classic 0-2 count hitting there.
No doubt about it. He just took his bat out with an outside pitch and plunked it in right down the line, not more than a foot fair.
Now let's see what Hunter can do. He Flied out to right field his last time up and first time up. Throw to first. Boy, just a great move there by Wolf. Runner back in time. Kate Johnson waiting in the wings. On deck, if you will. So Hunter will stand in. He's another batter with an open stance. Oh, that was a mean pickoff move. That one was close.
Throw beat him, but the tag did not.
Got to make both ends work.
Yep.
Here's a pitch on the inner portion. This one stroked out to left field. And this time Jenkins gets one hit right at him after having to go chase, playing a couple of games of fetch there on back-to-back RBI doubles last go-around. So one down as Kate Johnson, who hit a liner to third for an out the last time up. Johnson, left-handed batter, shows bunt. Bunted to the Lancer dugout. 0-1. Landon Engelman now on deck. Scored that first Nokomis run after, again, you talk about mistakes haunting you. Engelman reaching on an error. Throw to first. It's about as good a pickoff move as I've seen in a high school game. From the stretch, Wolf showing bunt once again. This time it will drop into fair ground, and Wolf will throw it to first. Boy, he's got that whip. Runner will advance, and sack bunt for Johnson. As Nokomis looks to pad the lead a little bit, runner in scoring position for Engelman. Big lead at second for Almond. And a shot. Boy, a mean chopper. Second baseman can't haul it in, and another run will score. That was a hot shot, and they will call it an error.
A hit. Green.
Oh, it will go green. Okay. I read traffic signals the same way.
So, good to know if I see you coming.
Gets a single, evades the glove. I'd give a hit, too, on that one. Yeah. Oh, and two earlier. And England this time didn't wait to make something happen there. It's like you can't get behind on the account. If you just attack the baseball from the get-go. 1-0.
Good strike there.
Here's a pitch, tips in there for a strike. Runner on the move. Ball gets away from the middle infielders. And a runner will scoot all the way to third.
And Nokomis Redskins have taken advantage of their opportunities, haven't they? They get someone on base. Doesn't matter if there's two outs, they got them home.
So Thornton reached into first, struck out but reached. He'll jump on the next pitch. Hit to short. This should play. And a 6-3 put out. Elvidge to Brockmeyer. And the Lancers are out of the inning, but not before surrendering another run here. Four to one-year score heading to the bottom of the fourth. You are listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. And Sean Belen and Carl DeBar with you. As we are now in the bottom of the fourth inning. A 4-1 deficit here for the Lancers of Lincolnwood. Certainly the early tone of this game just looked like it was going to be a Lincolnwood-dominated game. But Nokomis has been opportunistic, and Thornton has battled back from occasional struggles to pitch a pretty good ball game here today.
Yeah, he has. Last inning, he threw 14 pitches. He got 57 in three innings. Remember, he walks two in the second inning, and leadoff, two walks back-to-back, and he got out of that inning, so he's found his groove.
Carson Beathard stands in, looks at a called strike.
And that was a ball to him. It seemed early. He'd always be that extra half inch off and not get the strike.
Yeah, you can definitely see his confidence has had an uptick. Beathard walked and was stranded at second his last time up. He jumps on the next pitch. This one should play for the first baseman and hauled in by Bertolino.
And for a high pop-up, he picked a perfect time. Look at that. The flag is hardly moving, Sean. We haven't seen that for a long time.
Taking a coffee break right now. Yeah, dipping for the first time in a while. Jared Klein struck out his first time up. As the top of the order awaits. Working from the full wind. Pitch in there for a called strike over the heart of the plate. And Thornton getting ahead of the hitters right now. 0-1 delivery. Bringing it forward to Eisenbarth. But this one stroke just out of the reach of third baseman Brenton Lyons. And a sharp single there by Jared Klein. No question about that one.
The Lions didn't have much time to even get diving down to it. Shot right through there.
So now Whalen stands in. Braden Whalen.
Up
in
the air.
This one a mile high.
Shortstop.
And hauled in by the shortstop, Allman. Usually when that happens on multiple occasions, it tells you the pitcher's doing something right.
He's doing something really right as he's only thrown five pitches in this inning. Got two outs. Got to like that.
So now it's up to Elvidge. 0-for-0 because he had a sacrifice and walked. Stranded at first his last time up. Two down. Trying to move the runner. Time requested. Backs out of the box. Back in there. Stance open just a hair. And from the stretch, here's Thornton. This pitch in the downstairs territory. 1-0. Lancer's trying to shrink a three-run deficit. Pitch to Elvidge. Number two. Pitch on the outside corner, letter high. Two, one of my favorite numbers, whether it's baseball or in hockey, Al McInnes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, I've missed Chopper over the years. 1-1. Rusty Wallace, if you're a race fan. Here's a shot to short. Chop there. And should play as Allman does a great job to come up with it and finishes it off with the required great throw. So 6-3. Lancer's got a runner on. They threaten, but they don't go far, and it's still a 4-1 ball game. Top of the fifth on the way. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, Nokomis gets back to the dish as we have a pretty nice afternoon of baseball. Thought it might even get a little tad cooler. But of course, the actual temperature isn't the whole story. Just a beautiful bright sun overlooking us here today. 0-1 as first pitch in for a called strike, and the same result on pitch number two as Wolf works that inner portion quickly, 0-2. Entertaining ball game. May not sound like a nail biter 4-1, but you know, Nokomis with a great rally. And I don't think we've heard the last of the Lancer offense here today. Here's a swing at the 0-2, swing and a miss, and catcher drops the third strike if I read it right.
Nope, he got a piece.
He did get a piece, okay.
Yep, they had to throw him out.
Catcher drops it on that. And,
it was a full swing, and it went 1 foot away.
I hate when it happens.
So kind of an embarrassing swing, full swing, but just fairly got past home plate.
Good toss there by the catcher, Tish Cow. And one down, Eisenbarth, who had a big blast last time. One run double. Takes a look at strike one. Doubled and scored last time up. Was stranded at second. His first time up. Count moves to 1-1. As he looks at ball number one. Wolf delivers the 1-1. Works that outside corner. 1-2 and... That's just a classic Wolf pitch there. Great movement into the zone. Breaks at the right time. 1-2 offering, and Eisenbarth gets a piece of that one.
Almost had the same thing happen to him. He just got enough of it to
be
a fair ball. And
yeah, one of the strongest guys out there in the diamond, and
you hit it 1 inch.
Baseball will humble you that way.
He asked for a time and got it, I guess.
He offers plenty of servings of humble pie. 1-2 count, one out. Eisenbarth chops this one. Doesn't go much further, but we'll play for Wolf. Wolf throw to first. Throw there in time, and quickly two down. Wolf, a great defensive pitcher.
Good defensive pitcher, and his last two batters basically haven't got a ball that would have made it to the mound with any power. So looking like he's keeping him off balance again, John. Four strikeouts, no walks. Had good control all ball game long.
Here's Bertolino. RBI single his last time up. Drove home Eisenbarth. Looks at ball one. And this time he offers it a pitch, letter high. Comes up empty, 1-1. Left-handed batter. Stands closed just a touch. And again, all of these guys aren't shy of the dish. Here's another chopper that doesn't go far. Into the glove of Wolf. And Wolf had no margin of error. He had to get that ball away off to first base to get the out, and takes care of the defensive business himself. A couple of 1-3 putouts, and we have played 4.5. Lancers will come up to bat, down by 3, 4-1 your score. Nokomis on top. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Yeah, it would be fascinating. I could probably sit and talk to Katie with the Drummond Law Office for about 3 days. Just the differences between state laws.
That's true.
I look at Missouri and Illinois right now, which are, on average, very politically opposite. And something that's kosher here is not so kosher there and vice versa. So if you go all the way down to the southeast where the Gators roam, that's a whole different animal.
No doubt about it.
And they need laws that we don't need, like because of hurricanes and the Gulf and various other things. Well, Will Jenkins stands in. Lined out, flied out. 0-2 here today. Looks at a called strike.
So Austin's, he threw 65 through four innings in this ball game and has walked 5 and struck out 3.
Just a great display of mental toughness here today, 0-1. Jenkins grounds to the shortstop. And the shortstop's momentum, I think, worked against him. Almond just kind of stumbles, and the ball just kind of pops out, and he just does his best to recover and prevent the damage from growing. So E6 there. And that will put Jenkins on base for the first time today. Now Colton Tishkow stranded at second his first time up. 1-2.
Threw it away.
Here's the throw. Yeah.
Pitcher throw just to threw first. It over his first baseman's head.
The runner will advance to second, and he's digging for third now. And
might
now
not
he's
have.
Caught in the old pickle. Tries to run away. He's closing in on third. Backs up to second and tries to duck beneath. No dice. So, boy, a big moment there for
went from
the Lancers good. Trying to rally. Goes the other way.
Good for the Lancers. Too bad. Real quick, as he already had second, obviously, and thought he could go to third. But Nokomis recovered the ball into the infield too quick.
You know, that gecko fellow in Wall Street said greed is good, but not always on the base paths. The fictional Wall Street. That pitch outside. Old Gordon Gecko, Michael Douglas fame. First pitch well outside, 1-0. And the wind is back to life. It
came back, unfortunately.
So, yeah,
it was nice for a while.
There's a pitch over the nearing the outside corner, and the count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Pitch low. Finds its way at Eisenbarth Smith, nonetheless, 2-1. Brockmeyer on deck. Here's a drive off the inner portion of the bat to left field. That will drop for a single. So now that base running escapade stings a little bit.
Looks huge. Now he might have been stuck only on third because he had to wait and make sure that ball wasn't caught before he took off.
So Brockmeyer 2-for-2 today, and he should say 1-for-1, walked his last time up and was stranded at third. Right-handed batter, closed stance, and keeps the elbow down. To each their own when it comes to batting style. What do we have? One hit the bus.
He made contact.
0-1 the count. Thornton from the stretch looks to first. Puts this one over the heart of the plate. This one stroked to right center. And will it drop?
What a catch.
No.
Center.
Woo. Boy, a somersault tumbling class out there in center field. Your instructor, Kate Johnson, who did a fine job there to come up with it.
Huge defensive play. Probably the biggest play of the game because he misses it. I believe it's going to the wall. And the runner probably would score.
Took a nice dive on that one, and two down. And for the Lancers, bad news is the runner doesn't get to advance. Takes the lead at first. Pitch upstairs, and Eisenbarth ready to make the throw to first, just in case the runner had any ambitions. 1-0. Gabe Arbentrout, 0-for-1, reached on a fielder's choice last time. Stranded at second. Waving a miss, and he'd probably like to have that one back. Low and on the inner portion, that was that pitch was in subterranean territory. That one landed in the parking garage below the hotel lobby. 1-1. Pitch downstairs, 2-1. Yeah, Thornton, as the game has worn on, he's reacted better and better and better to pitches that don't quite go where you'd like. So Arbentrout ahead on the count. Trying to get a run on the board for Lincolnwood. Here's a pitch downstairs, 3-1. I would just say the Nokomis folks have gotten downright stingy. on defense and the pitching aspect. Three-one, here it comes. Man, that one splits the atom, hits the bullseye. Perfect central spot of the strike zone in there for a called strike, 3-2. Takes a little bit of guts to throw that pitch, too. I mean, I'd almost be a little nervous to throw it, but that's part of the poker game of baseball. So, payoff pitch with two down here, and a big moment for the Lancers. It's time starting to run out a little bit. Armand Trout fouls it wide of the first baseline. Yeah, here in the bottom of the fifth, you still have time, but you feel a little better about a, you know, one or two run deficit. We're not exactly in insurmountable territory, but three still sounds a little big going into the final two. Runner takes the lead, and the wind a howling again. Pitch outside, and the runner will take a base.
Sixth walk.
As Austin reached back for something a little extra.
He's gotten away with a lot of walks. 3-1 inning. Of course, that inning costing me through 26 pitches in it.
So John Wolf looking to help his own cause, and, well, he can help in a big way. In fact, he is the tying run as he stands in there right now. 0-1 today, walked and was stranded at third. First time up, takes a look at strike one. Number 25, that used to be a highly treasured number in the McGuire, Sosa and era, and others era. I want to say one of the Giambis, among others. 0-1.
So, Austin, he's up there. 80 pitch count.
0-1. And that went outside. Austin trying to find his zone here a little bit right now. 1-1. Not exactly saying nothing like a control crisis, but maybe not quite the command he's had in recent innings. 1-1, two down. Here's a shot. Just foul, boy. That could have been nice for the Lancers. Of course, in fair territory, Brent Lyons has a better shot at it. But grounds it strong down the third base line. But foul for Wolf. So now 1-2 the count. With two on and two down. From the stretch to the delivery. Here's a shot stroke to second. Should play for the second baseman. And Landon Engelman gets it over to Bertolino, 4-3. And the rally attempt snuffed out. So we have played five complete. Top of the sixth on the way. Little Comus Redskins, 4. Lancers of Lincolnwood, 1. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, now we have all our paperwork as basically like a pilot would have the transponder turned on. You now know where we operate and have our business office. Nokomis up to the plate, and quickly Olrisi jumps on the first pitch and hits it a mile high and hauled in by the first baseman. Quickly one down. So now Elijah Allman, who hit a bullet last time for an RBI single. Drove an 0-2 pitch to right field. He's behind on the count 0-1. This time the pitch goes back to the screen. That one thrown wide. And it moves to 1-1 with one down. Nokomis looking for some insurance runs with the 6, 7, and 8 hitters this go-around. Allman wearing a 9 of Juanita Slaughter, among others. Here's a chop to short and fielded nicely there by Elvige. Elvige with the 6-3 put out there.
John Wolf is still cruising. 4 Ks, no walks. And he's only into this inning. He's still under the 70 pitch mark, so doing very efficiently.
So Elvige takes care of that, and Rowers stands in 0 for 2 with a couple of flyouts. Looks at ball one. 1-0 offering. This one curves into the strike zone and chops down to third base side. Third baseman hauls it in, but can't get the throw on target, and can't find much fault there. He really had to get rid of it in no time, but the official score does find fault. The throw was offline.
A tough one, though. We'll call that a tough error because it's going to be a tough play to make.
Period. There's tough love on, you know, baseball on occasion.
Yeah. Hey, we're not calling it, so that's good. Takes a weight off our shoulders.
Yeah, so we're going to talk it over, I guess, whether this was a fair ball or not, perhaps. I'm not sure, but a
conversation
between the
that'd be the home plate's call, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you feel it'd be the same.
Yeah, so the
They might have been checking on an interference.
Went to the base umpire, and whatever the case may be, it looks like everything is status quo. So a runner at first, and now we have Kate Johnson looking to get an insurance policy here. Johnson 0-for-1 and had to sacrifice his last time up. Looks at ball one. Jumps on the next pitch. This one will go to second.
He booted it.
And, yep, the old foot gets all of that one.
Had a play just to toss it gently to the shortstop for the force, but could not get the handle on the ball. Boy, some strange errors for two teams that really play really good defense in the games we've seen them in, and they've had some kind of ones they usually make.
Yeah, and the bad news, that brings up the top of the order, Landon Engelman. 1-for-1, singled, stranded at third last time up. Reached on an error and scored in the third, looks at strike one. A Wolf pitch catching the outside corner at the knees. So, Lacoma's trying to take advantage. Here's a pitch, gets away from the catcher, Tishkow. The runners will advance. And runners at second and third as that ball pinballs back to the screen.
Memory serves correctly. McComas scored a lot of runs with two outs, and here's another big opportunity for him.
And that's the nature of the beast today. And the Redskins would like to add to that trend as they have one runner 90 feet away. Pitch looks like it was headed to the right spot, and then it just dived and broke. A little more than what Mr. Wolf might have liked, or may have been by design. 2-1. Pitch upstairs, goes the other way upstairs. And away, nice recovery by Tishkow, 3-1 count. And when you're looking for a force out, maybe a walk's not the first worst thing in the world. A little bit of a gamble, but here's a shot stroke to right field. That should play for the right fielder. Hauled in by Beathard. Hit sharply, you probably heard it with your own two ears, but we have played 5.5. Nakoma still on top, 4-1 over Lincolnwood. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. I'll tell you, the teachers in my past, I can never thank them enough. There is one I'd like to thank in a different way, but that's another story for the book, which there's absolutely no demand for. So it would probably never come out. You know, there's nothing more humbling than watching your book collecting dust in the bookstore or on Amazon, whatever the case may be. But let's get back to baseball here. As Carson Beathard stands in, and Beathard hit that baseball like he had an old vendetta. Fouls it back to the screen. 0-1. Beathard, 0-1 today, walked, was stranded at second. His first time up. Lined out last time to second. Thornton, who has gotten stronger as this game has worn on, throws it. Gets away from the catcher, and the pitch goes a little on the low side. Back to the screen, no one on, no consequence. 1-1.
Yeah, Austin Thornton, a lot of control issues in one inning, but 6 walks in the game, 3 strikeouts, but has been consistent.
Pitch upstairs.
He gets out jams when he gets in them.
8-9-1 hitters, Klein on deck, and Braden Whalen after that. Two-one offering. The full wind. Pitch. Oof. Just off the corner. Perhaps a tad low as well. 3-1. Borderline in both respects. So now Beathard has a count to work with here. Pitch downstairs. And there for a called strike. Thought that might be ball 4, but not to be a troublemaker or anything. 3-2. Here's a shot stroked to left center and hauled in there. I said left center thinking that was going to be taken a little more left by the wind, but in general, in at the end of the day, winds up in what you'd call more fair, more of center field territory, as center fielder Johnson just had to drift a little to his right to haul it in. That brings up Klein, who jumps on the first pitch. Chopped to short, and
up, pulled the foot of the first baseman.
Yeah. And there. Took Bertolino off the bag. Boy, I looked at that, and I think in his shoes, both of my hamstrings would have exploded, and I think he comes up a little gingerly on that one.
Yeah, he did.
Had to stretch real quick, but he'll tough it out. So did I see the little red bulb go off?
Yep.
We got ourselves.
Pulled the first baseman off. He would have had him. The throw just wasn't accurate.
Back to the top of the order.
One happy
and
coach.
Whalen with an assassination attempt on his coach from the grassy knoll there. That was a vicious shot down to the coach's box on the third base side. Not sure he didn't make a little contact there. 0-1. Here's a wave and a miss. Ball gets in the dirt. Runner will advance.
Or
will they? Will they? You know, the runner got a late jump, and you just...
Ball's on the ground, I guess.
It didn't look like Eisenbarth had a chance. I mean, he crashed to the ground, had to recover, and, you know, he's got that intensity, never-give-up mentality, and a play you thought was a given wasn't. But the runner does make it to second. 0-2 count now as Whalen will shorten things up a little bit here, we do imagine. He will ground it to third, and a quick 5-3 put out. Runner will try to advance after the fact, and will make it. So Whalen 1-for-4 now on the day with 2 outs.
Big run out there, though, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
Just get within 2, and all you need is one man on base at any time, and you got the tying run up.
Elvidge will try to make it a 2-run game here. Of course, he'd be happy to make it a 1-run game. Right and a batter, open stance, the pitch. Jumps on the first one, chops.
Oh, boy.
And that one plinkos off the shortstop, Allman's glove, and takes a wild bounce into the outfield. And sure enough, we do have a two-run game. And that, once again, gets the red bulb going.
Wasn't mean six. Though, I'll say holy. That. You almost had to expect it because it was hit pretty hard, but big, high hop.
Usually takes AstroTurf to make something like that happen. But the clay of Raymond has its own script here this afternoon. So two down as Will Jenkins stands in. 0 for 3 today. First pitch, low, gets away, and a runner will advance to second. So Lincolnwood making your own luck right now. The Lancers, you start to hear the energy pick up a little bit in that dugout. 1-0. Jenkins looking to ditch the collar, get off the schneid here. See, the new generation of announcers, they don't use terms like that. They're no fun. 1-0.
None at all.
They're telling you what they had for lunch and what hipster restaurant they were at. Here's a shot down to right field. Line.
Whoa, boy.
Unbelievable play. It was drifting into foul territory. I don't know. I thought there was an air show. It looked like a jet flew out from somewhere else. And which did you identify the jet? Because he went so fast, I didn't even see where he was coming from.
Well, let's see.
I think that was the second baseman.
It was the second baseman, Engelman.
Engelman,
number
wow.
Three. And, yeah, that was an impressive catch there.
Well, he broke the sound barrier on that one. That was impressive. So does a big favor to Thornton and limits the damage to one run. So we have played 5.5. We played 6 complete. I'll get it straight. Top of the 7th on the way. 4-2 your score. Lincolnwood on top. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. 2-3-4 hitters this time from Nokomis. And standing in there, the number 2 hitter, the pitcher today, Austin Thornton. The book on Thornton today offensively, 0-for-3, did reach on a drop strikeout, stranded at third, and looks at a pair of balls to open things up. Both pitchers going to distance so far as we have reached what you would expect to be the 7th and final inning. Pitch catching the outside corner. Wolf still has a little bite up there, 2-1. His pitch gets upstairs. If there's been a flaw for Wolf at times, that high hard one that can be so devastating is he's had maybe a little more of a struggle taming that one. 3-1 pitch on the way. This one stroke foul.
And for Johnny's through 6, he threw 75, so 5 pitches here. He's at 80. His counterpart, though, Austin Thornton, he's already at 93, Sean. That could play a factor in the upcoming inning.
So here we go. 3-2, the full count pitch.
Way outside.
Goes outside indeed. And Nokomis is looking for that insurance tally. So Thornton reaches on a base on balls. That will bring in Lions.
First walk, too, by John Wolf in this game.
Lions 1-for-3, RBI double, and scored back in the third. Lincolnwood will bring up the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the bottom of the 7th. Here's a stroke to third. They'll get the lead runner at second. And go for 2.
And did he? And I think he got him.
Yeah, it looks like. What, we get the old 5-6-3?
Yes, indeedy. Big double play there.
Turned by Armin Trout over to Elvidge. And off to Brockmeyer. So quickly, 2 down. And Thornton cut down. Eisenbarth had that big RBI double back in the third. He'll jump on the first pitch. and hits it sharply to second. Second baseman struggles with it, throws to first, and we have an ugly, we have a tough collision at first between Eisenbarth and Brockmeyer. We hate to see it, and they both got a tough contact there. But good signs, some good signs there from Eisenbarth, at least. Let's see if he's got good legs under him. But right now, they're tending to Brockmeyer. You just never know. Guys get the wind knocked out of them, and you really can't judge anything at this point. So, and...
yeah, not really sure where he got hit at by the runner. And it might have been the wind. We'll see.
Yeah, it looks like he'll need some help coming
no,
off.
No, it's... yeah, he's... gingerly walking.
So a tough break there. And that is a that's a tough way to end the inning. And
he's starting to walk it off on his own now.
Yeah, we'll see.
Takes a little while sometimes.
We'll see if he makes it to the plate. He will be second up.
Why, I don't know.
Lincolnwood, or at least he's scheduled to be up second as Lincolnwood will look to rally here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back with the bottom of the seventh when we return. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, certainly a dramatic finish to the top of the seventh inning. And I do believe that Brockway is shaking it off there. Brockmeyer.
Yeah, Nate's only swinging the bat. That's good.
I'm calling
good
him a New York suburb. Brockmeyer, because I can't read my own writing. So, yeah, it must have been a knock the wind out of him situation, because he's over there standing in front of the dugout like nothing happened. So you never want to predict injuries and freak out any relatives at home. But at first, you know, I didn't know what to think, if they collided head first or what might have happened. I mean, that play was so wild, where Eisenbarth and Brockmeyer collided. And both players shake it off. So now Colton Tishkow stands in, trying to get something started here with Lincolnwood down two, and the chatter out of the dugout picks up a little bit. 1-0.
What's Austin Thornton have left? That's pitch 94.
Brockmeyer 1-for-2. Was stranded
like
at third earlier. Wave and a miss.
And that pitch.
Thornton digs into his bag of tricks. 1-1. Brockmeyer on deck. Pitch. Catches the outside corner. 1-2. Huge pitch there from Austin. Again, as he may literally be on borrowed time if we see a batter to reach in this half inning. A do-or-die bottom of the seventh for Lincolnwood, time called. Batter steps out and reflects.
He's pitched a masterful game because he's walked six batters in this game. Got a lot of jams.
Pitch upstairs, 2-2. Tishkow trying to get something started here. Number 19. 2-2. This one goes outside. Payoff pitch on the way. Can't tie the game by yourself. You need base runners, and that's what I believe Mr. Tishkow has in mind. 3-2 delivery. Shot down the left field line and foul ground. And they'll give chase. Brenton Lyons and Ulrici pursue that baseball, but it stayed within the ballpark, but just out of reach.
And lots of foul territory.
Yep, 3-2. Certainly changed the game in the big league parks. They got to have more seats.
Yeah, you wouldn't see this much foul territory in big league parks anymore. Guess Oakland still has a lot.
Old style multi-purpose. Here's the 3-2. Smash down the right field line. This one should go for extra bases. Two's a given. Will he dig in for three? No. And, you know, we saw the base running snafu earlier. That's the right call, I think.
Yes.
Run for third, he would have been cut down.
Your run must score. And getting making it out does not help your team in the bottom of the seventh.
So a double. And a nice job hitting with authority on a payoff pitch. That takes a little bit of calm nerves, bottom of the seventh, and he delivers in a big way. Now here's Brockmeyer looking no worse for the wear, jumps on the first pitch. That one fouled in the dirt. Now I'm looking at Eisenbarth coming back behind the plate. He still looks a little woozy. Like he was in a NASCAR race and had to visit the ambulance before he could get back in his car. Pitch down there 1-1. Runner takes a conservative lead at second. Glance to second. Here's a ball struck. Just
fair ball.
They'll say fair ball indeed. Gets over the bag. I thought it was going to hook foul. And we have runners at the corners. And there's a lot of life right now in that dugout. That would be the Lancer dugout. I heard someone say foul ball in the background, and it was a close call. I thought it was going to clearly hook, and took a bounce. It made it close. We've got a pinch runner coming in there as Donnie Doherty. The freshman will take the first base. And Armentrout will stand in there. He is the winning run. Tying run stands at first. And with nobody out, just advancing the runners will get something done here. Here's a wave and a miss. As Thornton just continues to get stronger and stronger, even in these moments of adversity. He shows a little something left in the tank. 0-1. Armentrout 1-for-2 today and reached on a fielder's choice and was stranded at second. Looks at a pitch upstairs, 1-1. Big moment here as we close in on 6:30 on a Tuesday evening. Thornton from the stretch, a glance to first. And the pitch on the way. This one hit a mile high. Looks like it will go into foul ground. Not quite to the tracks, but out of play. 1-2, and Thornton with the chance to take advantage of being up on the count. So Brockmeyer shakes off a head-on collision. Here's a check swing. That will go to the second baseman. The second baseman can't find a handle. And, boy, it looked like... Bertolino, we have a run score, and I think Bertolino a little worse for the wear after that run to first. You know, no ill intentions or anything. He gets up a little bit gingerly.
So an error on Engelman. He had time to actually get a play at second for the force out, but bobbled it, and then he made the throw to first a little wild, and, of course, that caused the problem for the first baseman.
So 4-3, and the toughest thing for Nokomis is the third part of the scoreboard on the bottom line, the outs portion. Conversation right now between coach and the base umpire. Not sure what the issue is of contention. Didn't see anybody run on a baseline. They're called safe.
Yes, I guess the home umpire appealed, basically. And they chatted it over. And that's the call. Safe at first.
So John Wolf, if he wants a W, he can
take one
get
deep.
The W with his bat.
That's all it takes now. No wind, hardly.
Two on, looks at
good
a pitch.
Pitch that, though.
Boy, a wicked pitch on the inside corner. It was out of the strike zone and then just made a left-hand turn into the zone. 0-1. 0-1 offering. Wolf strokes this one to left field. Going to the fence.
Come on, Donnie.
One run rule. We'll come home, and the runner will dig in and have to stop at third.
Woo, almost.
We have a tie ball game, folks. Tie ball game, 4-4 on a long drive down to left field. That's where the big hits have been today on both sides.
No doubt.
Wolf drives that one a mile. Mm-hmm. And 4-4.
And without the wind, which if we would have had the early wind, that might have took that ball out of here.
So now we have a confidence as that pitch count continues to move up. I believe Wolf will get a courtesy runner.
Yeah, 108 pitches.
Yeah, so
kinda
reach
new.
A point in the game these days where this decision's taken out of your hands, but you know what? You talk about it now. Guys are going to get done at the plate, no doubt about it. But, you know, the little esprit de corps, the little urging on from the dugout, that can't hurt. And hats off to the Lancers.
Austin Thornton might have just ran out of gas here. I do believe they're staying with him. Or are they? No, new pitcher. Coming in from the Comas. Don't know who yet. We'll see. Is that Urich?
I believe here's a pitch inside as they work to Beathard. That is old Reese standing in there.
Number 21, Matthew Reese.
And I'm sure here's a wave and a miss. 0-2. And I have to say, I bet the Lancers wish they maybe got a little better jump on that because maybe didn't read it quite that well off the bat. But I think they could have scored another run there on that monster hit by Wolf and won it right there outright. But in a good position here, 4-4, pitch upstairs. And Matthew certainly throws a nice little welcome party for himself. Pretty impressive strikeout there to open things up. And Klein back in there. Klein, by the way, reached on an error and scored to make this a two-run game.
Ooh.
Oh, offers at a pitch outside. And even though there was no shortcoming in Thornton's game, Redskins get a little benefit of a change of pace, a change of pitchers as right now Lancers have to adjust. Here's a ball fouled over the screen. That might have been a bust shot.
He's the big bat here with just the one out. If he could get even a slow roller to the middle infield, I think he'd take the chance of bringing the runner because you can get the other guy going from second to third too.
So 0-2, ooh. Pitch upstairs and inside, and you know, I don't know. I forgot if Lincoln would already have their prom, but it's prom season, and Jared Klein protects the face a little bit. Backs off of that inside pitch, 1-2 in time. From the stretch, here's a A ball hit to the first base coach down the line of foul territory, 1-2. And offers it a pitch outside of the zone, waving a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. As Olrisi comes to the rescue, you know, talking about that prom thing, I don't know if kids have to worry now, because now you can just get a filter and just make the cheekbone bruise or whatever go away. Two outs now, and Nakoma's trying to get this game to the top of the eighth. Standing in there, Whalen. 1-for-4 today with a run scored. Swing and a miss, 0-1, and Whalen would like to win it right here. Pitch downstairs and away. That one, boy, that one could have gotten away by Eisenbarth, though. Great recovery. That's not the way you want to lose a ball game, especially with a pitcher came in and performed like that, 1-1. All it takes is putting the ball in play in the right spot, 2-1. And again, with four outs, the Redskins do a walk's not the end of the world. Elvidge on deck. 2-1, two outs. Here's a smash in foul territory, just goes out of play. 2-2, deuces are wild. Well, I thought we had a decent ball game. It just kind of drifted into great ball game territory. Maybe not quite as dramatic as that Mets comeback. And you know, some people are really upset after that Cardinal loss. You know, sometimes it's just a great baseball game.
And, great baseball game.
Yeah. 2-2. This is chopped to short. It should play for Allman.
And
just like that, a 6-3. And, boy, Olrisi, fantastic there, helping the Redskins stay alive and push us into extras. Top of the eighth on the way, a brand-new baseball game. Free baseball for the fans here. Well, of course, it started out that way. Unlike the majors, you get a little extra baseball, as we will see how this turns out, as you have to think Lincolnwood will have to go with a new pitcher in the near term, but they will stick with, you know what, we'll keep it right here as we head to extras. Wolf will stay on the hill, Carl, and what an afternoon of baseball.
Well, John was much more efficient, 82 pitches through his 7 innings, so theoretically he's got another inning or so in him, but yeah, I think the pitch count got to Austin Thornton. He got in fat hundreds and couldn't get an out.
So this go around, we'll see Nokomis with the 4, 5, and 6 hitters going to work. Eisenbarth, Bertolino, and Olrisi. The one double play, the lone double play in this contest, ending the last inning. I'm going to skip down the lineup here. That will actually be 5, 6, and 7. Bertolino stands in, jumps on the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. He still looks a little off after a little collision at first. 0-1. And chopped to short. And Elvidge gets it over to Brockmeyer, and it did not look like Bertolino was able to travel at full speed at all out there. As just, I don't know if it's a foot.
I don't remember.
Hammy maybe?
Yeah, the hammy got a little twisted before earlier on a stretch at first.
Olrisi in there. Boy, did he come to the rescue in a big way. The fireman on in relief takes a look at strike one, 0-1. Matthew in the game, of course, out in the field today. He is 0-for-3, looking for his first hit. This is a good time for it. Chops at it. Off of the mask, I do believe, or chest, upper chest protector of the catcher, Tishkow. 0-2. Lincolnwood, 2-3-4 hitter. Arrangement for their half of the inning. 0-2. Outside, just off the corner. 1-2. Outfielders are straight away as you can get. Boy, chased one out of the zone, upper territory. No penalty there, but that's one Matthew could have regretted. But it's all the same, as he got a good piece of it. 1-2.
Yeah, we fall into the shadows here. Makes it feel a little cooler.
Here's got just a little piece of it. Yeah, the sun. There's sundown, and then there's sundown at this diamond, which is when it goes below the concession stand. And, you know, no one's really hanging out between the concession stand and the railroad track, so it's pretty much sundown for everybody. Here's a pitch. The 1-2 on the outside corner. Enter for the called strike, and you know, sometimes it's been a little tough to guess that outside corner what the calls will be. Not saying it's been inconsistent, but there seems to be a little margin of error, and that one in there for a called strike and a big K for Wolf. Now two down. Here's the first pitch to Almond. Almond 1-for-3, singled and scored back in the fourth. 1-0 jumps on the next pitch. Hits this one a ton. And hits this one out of the yard. Now, I saw that went into left center territory. I think it was just left of that green monster.
Right around
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so round tripper hit by Almond. Boy, did he get all of that one. Boy, and again, you saw the defeatist body language in the ranks. The outfielders didn't have much of a shred of a doubt. That one was not going to stay on their side of the fence. So 5-4 Nokomis lead here in the top of the eighth. Here's the delivery. This one strokes strong out to left center field. This one will go up against the green monster and this time be hauled in by Whalen. But one run on the board, all from the bat of Almond on a solo shot. 5-4, so the Lancers will need one to stay alive, two to win. Back after this, you're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, if you like storylines, boy, you have them in this one, don't you?
Well, you do indeed. Two great pitching efforts, and of course, Austin Thornton is out of this game, but he looked to be the winner until that final inning where he just ran out of the gas, and Lincolnwood came back and tied the ball game up in the bottom of the seventh.
I mean, we have limitations on stats and everything, but I would love to know the distance on that blast by Almond. That was a thing of beauty. Here's the first pitch here as we go to the bottom of the eighth, and that pitch on the outside corner for a called strike to Elvich. He jumps on the second pitch in a big way and singles sharply to center to get one on board here in the bottom of the eighth. That's the way you want to start off, build some mo. And Elvidge gets his first hit of the day. On board three times today, but reached on an error and walked. This time he earned his way. Will Jenkins looking for his first hit. Shows bunt, pulls back. Then he pulled back in time, and the runner moves. This will be close, and the runner is safe. Shortstop gets the one-hopper from Eisenbarth, and the runner advances, and win-win situation for the Lancers. as Jenkins gets his bat back in time. And stays ahead on the count. Yep, now it's official. It is Terry Tote Park sundown. You can still see the impact of the sun all around, but we're not feeling it anymore. 2-0 as pitch is downstairs and out of the zone. Isn't that something? 93 million miles away, so powerful, and yet this little concession stand changes everything. Here's a shot a mile high on the 2-0, and this will play for the pitcher. Old Reese comes up with it.
And big out there because the runner does not have a chance to advance.
And he'd like to have that one back. But the gods of baseball won't let that happen. So Tishkow, boy, he came through in a big way, doubled and scored last time up to really get that rally going for the Lancers. He is the winning run here. Tying run at second. He steps in, looks at a pitch outside. Boy, that was a tough one not to offer at, as it just drifted across the zone and landed just offside, just outside of the outside corner, 1-0. The wind dies down just a little bit for the moment. Throw. Looked at a throw to second, but back to the mound. Runner takes the lead. Pitch upstairs and inside, and it's 2-0. The way this game is going, I think we might just see some lights on before it's all said and done.
Remember, they have a second game after this one. We don't.
Pitch outside, 3-0.
I think that second one's going to be a little chilly.
Yeah, so the Raymond Parks and Recs bill will go up here a little bit tonight. 3-0 offering for Tishkow. He jumps on the pitch and hits this one strong into foul territory. Tishkow, by the way, 3-for-4 on the day. Big catalyst now with an opportunity. Certainly you'd think he has a green light with a 3-1 count. Runner takes the lead. 3-1. Just under the kneecap. Tantalizing pitch, and Tishkow will take the base. So now the winning run scoots over to first. And Nate Brockmeyer, who has shaken off that collision, seems to show no ill effects. So that dramatic finish, I want to say it was the sixth inning. Up there now with a chance to send his team home for a few minutes. They don't get to go home. They just get to go to the dugout and collect their thoughts. Looks at a called strike, 0-1. From the stretch, Orisa here. Oh, this one just off the corner, 1-1. Two on here. The 1-1 pitch. High, hard one wave. And a miss. 1-2. The Redskins trying to close out a seesaw victory here. Here comes the 1-2. He's looking for a K here. This one, boy, outside, and that one was dangerous.
Almost overthrew that one.
Wouldn't have tied the game, but Eisenbarth, boy, he's made some great stops all throughout the game. And again, I don't think he's at 100% right now. A little dinged up after that collision. 2-2 on the way. Shot foul. Looks like it will go out of play. Bertolino gives it his best. Looks like he's bounced back a little bit. And he's still got a little bit of a limp going on. But, he toughs it out. Like you said, he's got a game ahead of him, and it's getting colder.
Yeah, it's getting colder.
Those things don't feel so good in these conditions. 2-2. Here's a shot to second and fielded there. And that's a big out. Now it's up to Armand Trout.
Most of our runs.
Extend this game.
Have come with two outs. Big two out hits on the Nokomis side, especially.
Armand Trout 2-for-3 here today. Reached on a fielder's choice. Waves and misses at a ball. I think that one was a touch or two out of the zone, just a little low. 0-1. Just trying to put it in play and good things happen. Here's a pitch. Oh, that one well out of the zone. That one he'd like back. That one low and well away, 0-2. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Be hard to throw him a strike here, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sometimes
way up out of the zone. And
that's a tough thing in the game. Sometimes you just want it too bad. If you're a defensive lineman going for a quarterback, usually doesn't hurt you too much. But in baseball, it can sting. Here comes the 0-2. And he offers. And I think the ball might have caught the corner too, but that gave Armand Trout just one tough reliever there. And the strikeout indeed. I believe that was on the check swing, getting across the plate. So, like that, game one is over. That's the game for us today, the first of two here from Raymond. But what a thriller.
What a thriller. What a great way to end the game with a strikeout. And Lincolnwood had their chance, though. They had the winning run on base.
What can you say about Orisi? I mean, what more can you say about him? Is he, even with the Lancers threatening the time or two, he just came back strong and shut him down and got the right pitches at the right time.
He did indeed. Came in and, like you say, got him through that seventh inning, which was the key. And then in this inning, he still had the good stuff. Strikes out 3, walks just 1 in his 2 innings of work.
We'll be back with some final thoughts on this one. An 8-inning affair as Nokomis picks up the victory, and they'll go for the sweep for the fans who are bundling up a little bit here. It looked like a baseball game at the start, and right now it looks like week 3 of the football playoffs.
Yeah.
As the stadium blankets have been dug out of the trunk, what have you. Stay tuned. Recap after this on WSMI. What a game. What a game. Definitely worth the price of admission and then some. Of course, math is hard to use to justify that, because something times 0 is still 0. But, I'll tell you what, this is definitely something that would have been worth buying a ticket for. So we had, right off the bat, the Lancers drawing first blood, getting a run in the bottom of the first as Braden Whalen singles and comes around. In fact, The Lincolnwood Club threatening to really break it open, but they stranded a couple of runners there in the first. And Lincolnwood threatened again in the second. They strand 3 runners, had the bases loaded, and it was still a 1-0 lead as Nokomis went down 1-2-3 in the second, and it just looked like early on it was Lincolnwood's ball game. Then came inning number 3. You had Engelman reach on an error. You had back-to-back doubles, stand-up doubles by Brenton Lyons and Ryan Eisenbarth, and those were huge as 3 runs come home. Bertolino finishing things off with an RBI single And suddenly it was 3-1. Moving along, Nokomis picks up run number four. Almond singles and scores there in the fourth inning. So 4-1, a solid Nokomis lead. The lead whittled down to 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning as Jarrett Klein reached on an error and then went home on an error. Just the kind of tough break Nokomis didn't need in the waning moments of this ball game. And the Lancers really built up some energy from that. And then the Lancers really catching fire there in the final frame. Now in the they scored two more runs in the seventh to force extra innings. And it looked like the Lancers might just walk away with it in the bottom of the seventh, but Orisi comes on, was just dominant in relief. And it all came down to the eighth inning, top of the eighth inning. Elijah Almond could auction off the space where that ball landed. The okay. ball took flight.
Yeah.
It wasn't some floater. Didn't take advantage of the wind. Absolutely crushed the ball. The left and center fielder converging on it. Knew they didn't have a prayer, and there was just that look of resignation as they were just looking to see where exactly the ball would land. Not quite into the residential area beyond the park boundaries, but boy, it sure looked like it was headed there. Just a rocket shot. And then the Lancers threatening their side to put a couple of runners on, and, you know, hats off to Elvidge, gets a nice single to start it off. Tishkow with a single, and it looked like they were in business. But clutch pitching there. We saw lots of clutch pitching today, and certainly we saw
we it did.
From Orisi to finish this one off.
And Orisi ends up being the winner of the game as he takes over of the tie ball game, and he finishes it and wins. But, boy, you got to feel sorry for John Wolf, who throws seven innings and gives up that, you know, really just one pitch that goes for a home run is the only thing that did him in at the end. And that's a tough way to lose, too, after going seven into your eighth inning, actually.
Yeah, Wolf with that, boy, big RBI smash. And, you know, maybe just a little bit better jump, that runner comes around and you went in the bottom.
And you went in the bottom. Yep, it could happen.
And again, Orisi, back-to-back strikeouts to back-to-back strikeouts. And then the infielder, 6-3 put out to close it out. But it just smelled like the Lancers were going to close out a come-from-behind victory in the bottom of the seventh. But Nokomis held tough in the pitching and defense department, and they get themselves a well-earned W. So we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. Carl, look forward to it, and I guess we'll be back together again Friday. Have you been pressed into duty?
Pressing into duty on Friday. Forget what's team, but we'll be somewhere.
You know, it's kind of like Johnny Cash. We've been everywhere, man, but I guess we really don't drift all that far. We kind of stay in this general neck of the woods. But looking forward to bringing you more baseball, and I imagine it will be a little bit on the warmer side as we get deeper into the week. Our next broadcast will be Friday as we'll head off to Hillsboro as the Hilltoppers will host Gillespie. So if you like orange uniforms, it's a place to be. And that is a wrap for us. We'd like to thank Jennifer Graham back at home base. Well, that is a final 5-4 your score, an 8-inning thriller here in Raymond. Carl DeBar and Sean Balint saying so long till next time on WSMI.